三圈。我们今天本来应该是国语翻广东话。
We were gonna translate our service from Mandarin to Cantonese.
但是考虑到有些讲英文的，那我知道 Colin 的英文很好，所以我们试着翻成英文。
In view of some English speaking audience members, I'm gonna try my best.
Okay. 再见。我想先问大家一个问题，有多少人曾经有逃避灾难的经验，请举手。
Just like to ask everyone a question, how many of you have actually experienced some great trauma in your life? Please raise your hands.
Okay. 好，那我想在座绝大多数人跟我一样是非常幸运的。
I think most of us are really lucky here.
我们没有遇到过战争，也没有亲身遭受到很大的天灾袭击。
We have never gone through a war, and we have also never experienced any major disasters in our lives.
不过回想一下，为了躲避灾难而事先做准备的经验，我却是从小就有。
But thinking back, even when I was a child, preparing for major disasters is something I'm used to.
我读小学的时候，虽然海峡两岸直接冲突的战火已经停息多年，我们还是定期有防空演习。
When we were in elementary school, even though the conflicts between, I guess, Taiwan and China have kind of not revealed themselves in any major ways in the form of warfare, but we still had a regular preparation in case that happens.
Yeah. For airstrikes.
Oh, airstrikes.
Yeah. 那在我小学操场的外围有一片树林。
Outside of our school, it's kind of like the woods and the forest.
Yeah. 那树里面有一条又长又宽又深的防空壕。
And there is a really long and really wide and really deep
a ditch.
Yeah.
那每次防空警报一响起，我们全校师生都会迅速的跑到那里。
And every time the air alarm, air strike alarm goes on.
我们全校师生都会迅速跑到那里。
Everyone in our school would very quickly rush to that.
我们都知道，如果真的有飞机来轰炸的时候，那里就是我们的避难所。
We know that if the airstrike really happens, then that place is going to be our shelter.
我的两个女儿从出生一直到七八岁，我们都是住在洛杉矶。
My two daughters and I, until they were 7 or 8 years old, we were living in Los Angeles.
那加州是地震带。
That's an area affected by earthquakes.
所以学校里面也是定期有演习。
So there are all kinds of drills for earthquakes.
让每个小孩都知道地震发生的时候哪里是最安全的避难所。
So that the kids would know that when an earthquake does happen, where they need to go and where it's safest.
十多年前我刚搬到伊达卡的时候，还以为这个地方是没有任何天灾的地方。
10 years ago when I moved to Ithaca, I thought this would be a really safe area.
Without any natural disaster. Yeah. 直到有一天电视突然发出哔哔哔的声音。
Until one day all of a sudden the signal beep 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 went on television.
说可能会有龙卷风的袭击。
Indicating that there might be a tornado.
我才知道我们这里是可能会有龙卷风的。
Only then did I realize that we could have tornadoes in this area.
有一次龙卷风真的落地，把我们城里面Winston Court那一带的几棵大树都给弄倒了。
There was this time when our area really did get struck by a tornado, and it was affecting the northeastern region, Winston Court.
大家知不知道龙卷风来的时候要怎么办？
Do you guys know what to do when our area gets hit by a tornado?
你先赶快把所有门窗关闭。
You're supposed to shut all the windows and doors.
然后最好的避难所应该是地下室。
And the best place to hide is going to be your basement.
或是你住的地方最低一层靠中间又没有窗户的小房间。
Or maybe inside your house, the lowest level, towards the center of your house, away from all the windows and doors.
有一次，还有一次令我印象很深刻的是1999年。
Another occasion is in the year that took place in the year of 1999.
那时候公元2000年即将来临。
The year 2000 was quickly approaching.
全世界各地都担心一些老旧的电脑程式，因为只用年份的最后两位，比如9899来做年份，怕等到年份变成00的时候会发生运算错误。
Everyone was worried that at that time, some older computer system that still used two digits to represent the year, when the digits turned from 99 to 00, the computers would get into problems.
最怕的是一些重要的设施，像运输和水电的供应都完全中断。
It's serious. We were worried that you know electricity and all kinds of transportation systems and hydroelectricity, all of the supply would be cut.
那时候各地的教会也都觉得应该做些准备。
All the churches in the all the churches thought that we they should be doing something in preparation.
像我们这个小城，一月初正是最冷的雪季。
In this small town in January, we are during the middle of winter and we get hit by snow.
如果供应暖气的瓦斯中断了，那我们留在城里面的会有怎么办
？If we don't have heat, what are we going to do for the people who are still staying in town?
所以我们教会在12月的时候就已经整理出一份资料。
So in December, we already prepared some information.
列出教会里面有哪些家庭是有壁炉可以烧木材取暖的。
We figured out which of the houses here in Ithaca have a fireplace that could, we could burn firewoods in.
我们请这些家庭都预事先买一些木材做准备。
All these families prepared by purchasing some wood, some firewoods and ahead of time.
也把全教会会留在城里面的人做了一些分配。
And we also allocate all the church members among these families.
万一电、瓦斯甚至电话都全部中断了，每个人都知道可以去到哪一家，以那一家做他们的避难所。
In case they really do not have electricity, heat.Or even if they, the phone services cut, they would know where exactly they could go.
虽然那一次后来什么状况都没有发生，一切正常运转。
Luckily, nothing happened.
但是有机会和我们教会的长老执事事先研究、讨论、做准备，是一个很愉快的经验。
Even though nothing happened, it was a really great opportunity to discuss ahead of time with all the elders and members of the church what preparation could be done.And discuss, you know, what could happen in case a disaster really strikes.
大家知道，我们今年秋季中文堂主日信息的主题是“主是我万有”。
You're probably aware that the theme of our sermon series is "Fall." It's the Lord is my all in all.
我们今天要看的是主是我们的避难所。
What we're looking at today is that the Lord is our refuge.
避难所这个词在圣经里面出现了20多次，在旧约和新约圣经都有。
The word refuge appeared in the Bible about 20-something times in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament.
很多人在描述他们对神的认识的时候，就说神是我们的避难所。
A lot of people describe God as their refuge and the place where they can get protection.
比如说我们刚刚读的起印的经文诗篇46篇。
For example, in a responsive reading in Psalms 46.
在头尾和中间就三次说神是我们的避难所。
In the beginning, in the end, and also in the middle, repeatedly, God is described as a refuge.
那三节为诗篇四十六篇提供了一个清楚的架构，也点出了重点所在。
These three verses gave Psalms 46 a really clear structure and framework, and it also pointed at, it also put emphasis on.
今天我选的是另外一段经文，诗篇六十二篇。
The other Bible verses which I selected came from Psalm 62.
这是大卫所写的诗。
This is a song by David.
从内容来看，很可能是他和跟随他的人在遭受敌人攻击，在患难的处境当中所写的。
We believe that David wrote this song when he was under the attack and pursuit of other enemies.
学者专家对于这篇诗如何分成段落有很多不同的看法。
Biblical scholars have different views on how to separate this psalm into different sections.
那在这边我只用其中一种分段来帮助大家对这篇诗有一个整体的概念。
We're going to use one of the ways to kind of characterize the framework of this song.
一到七节是诗人宣告他自己对神的信号。
Verses 1 to 7 it expresses the the poets view how he is relying on God himself.
The psalmist.
Psalmist.
八到十节是他劝勉他的同伴们当一同来信靠神。
Verses 8 to 10 expresses his encouragement to others to also rely on God.
11到12节是他指出神值得信靠的原因。
Verses 11 to 12 points out why the psalmist thinks that God is reliable.
不过在传讲信息的时候我不会是照这样子一段一段的讲。
I'm not going to give the sermon by kind of based on this structure.
那我是从整篇诗的每一部分都找一些圣线索重新整理。
I'm going to just approach the psalm in an overall sense and then find some clues as to.
然后和大家一同从三个不同的角度来思想主是我的避难所这个概念对我们的实质意义。
We'll study the, you know, the real meaning the psalm provides for us by approaching it from three different perspectives.
好，首先，无论是在危难发生的时候找避难所，或者是事先做准备，挑选避难所的最重要一个考虑就是它必须要安全可靠。
First of all, whether it's when you are actually, when a disaster actually strikes you, you have to go to the shelter, or before when you are doing preparation, taking a good shelter is the key.
Now, must be safe and reliable.
Must be safe and reliable.
诗人说，神是他的避难所，他也劝人以神为他们的避难所，他的根据是什么？
So the psalmist claims that God is a shelter and refuge, and he also encourages others to use God as their refuge and shelter. What does he base his argument on?
为什么他觉得神是可靠的?
Why does he think that God is reliable?
刚刚讲过,他所提出最主要的根据是在11节和12节。
As we have mentioned, the main points he has pointed out in verses 11 and 12.
在这短短几句话里面有三个很宝贵的重点。
There are three main points in these few verses.
首先他说神是大有能力的。
First, the psalmist claims that God is almighty and all powerful.
想看看如果你投靠了避难所根本没有能力保护你那有什么用。
Think about it, if whoever or wherever you're running to simply does not have what it takes to protect you. What's the point?
诗人在这篇诗里面三次提到说神是我的磐石。
Here in the psalm, the psalmist claims three times that the God is this rock.
磐石这个字在圣经里面出现一百多次。
This word rock appears in the Bible more than 100 times.
很多处都和这里一样说神是我们的磐石。
It's not too different from what we see here. God is claimed to be our rock.
磐石是巨大、坚定、稳固、不会移动的大石块。
Rock is something gigantic, stable, and it doesn't move easily.
所以这边英文圣经不是用 stone, 而是 rock, 是强而有力的磐石。
That's why the word stone is not used, is that we refer to God as our rock.
在这篇诗里面，诗人也两次说神是我的高台 fortress.
Here the psalm is also claimed that God is his fortress.
高台这个字在圣经里面出现了20次左右。
The word fortress appears in the Bible more than 20 times.
很多次也跟这里一样说神是我们的高台。
Again, it's very similar to what we see here. It's claimed that God is our fortress in many places.
高台是建立在高处的城堡，所以它最主要的功用是防卫。
Fortress is something built at a really high place, and its major point is it's for protection.
特别的坚固。
It's really solid and well built.
因为它居高临下，仇敌难以进攻，所以更加的安全。
Even if it's a location at a high place, it's harder for the enemies to attack the fortress, and it's more safe.
所以无论说神是磐石或是高台，都强调神有足够的能力来提供可靠的保护。
So either we're referring to God as our fortress or our rock, the emphasis here is that God is really all-powerful and powerful enough to protect us.
在这边我需要稍微补充一下一件事情。
We need to reiterate and clarify something.
这英文 NIV 的版本是近几十年来水平数一数二的好翻译。
The New International Version is one of it's probably one of the very best translations we have for the Bible.
但是我在这细细研读诗篇六十二篇的时候，发现在这一篇诗 NIV 好几处地方翻的并不好。
When I read Psalm 62 again this time, I found out that the NIV translation is less than perfect.
在讲究口语的自然流畅的时候，他把一些特别有意义的地方给模糊掉了。
In order to make the song flow a little bit better, it kind of twisted the meaning of some words.
Probably not twisted.
Not twisted, just but
blur.
The words were the meanings of words.
Yeah. 结果还远远比不上历史超过100年的中文和合本圣经。
And it turns out to be not, it seems like it's not as good as the Chinese translation that came from about 100 years.
Yeah, only in some places, yeah.
Okay. Only in some places.
呀、yeah, ，比如说第十一节，比如说第十一节。
哦、for example, in verse 11,
NIV 只翻成神是有能力的。
In verse 11, the NIV translation only claims that
God is strong.
That God is strong.
而其他英文圣经都和中文圣经要把原文的意思翻得更清楚。
But the Chinese translation and all many other English translations make the original meaning more apparent.
诗人并不只是说神有能力，他用相当绝对的一句话说，能力都属乎神。
The psalmist doesn't only want to say that God is powerful, but he also wants to say that God is the source of all our strength and power.
Yeah. 好。意思是说，能力的给予以及能力的收回都在神的手中。
So the point there is that strength does not only God does not only give strength, but He's also the one who collects all strength.
没有任何一个人或任何一个东西有能力来与神的能力抗衡。
Really, there is nothing that could ultimately go against the power of God.
所以在第七节，诗人说到神是磐石的时候，他说神是我力量的磐石。
So in verse 7, when the psalmist mentions the analogy of rock, he says that God is the... verse 7.
Yeah, he's my mighty rock.
He's my mighty rock.
那在圣经当中还有多处的经文说神是我的力量，我们下个月会特别来看这一点。
In many other places, the Bible says that God is our source of strength, and we're going to look at further details on this in the next month.
好，神是可靠的避难所的第一个原因就是他大有能力。
So the reason why God is a reliable refuge is because He's all powerful.
在十二节提到的第二个原因是因为他的慈爱。
In verse 12, the second reason that's mentioned is His love.
我们知道一些人虽然很有能力，别人遭到患难的时候，却没有办法以他为避难所，因为他没有慈爱来怜悯别人。
We know in reality that a lot of people are really powerful, but because they do not have enough love, even when people are in need of a shelter, they are incapable of providing that.
我们知道印度人口很多，也是穷人特别多的国家。
India is it's a very populated country, and we also know that there is a lot of poverty going on there.
不只是很多人靠着到这个垃圾堆捡吃的东西为生。
A lot of people, not only is it true that a lot of people have to go among trash to look for food to eat to sustain their lives.
城市中还有很多人饿倒、病倒在路旁等死，没人理。
Hunger, sickness are all really common in the cities, and many people are just waiting on the roadside without anyone caring about them, and they're just waiting to die.
是没有人有能力救一些人吗？
Is it the case that no one is powerful enough to save them?
其实在印度每一个城市都有很多有钱人。
It turns out actually in a lot of the cities in India, a lot of people are not only just rich, but they're really rich.
Yeah, 不只是有钱，而且是非常非常的有钱。只是印度千百年来存着严重的阶级歧视。
Unfortunately, there is a really strong impression of the social hierarchy in India.
阶级高的人对阶级低的人毫无怜悯。
if you belong to a higher social class, then you probably are raised in such a way that you don't have any compassion towards people in the lower social class.
不是没有能力救人，是没有慈爱。
Again, in a lot of the cases, it's not because people are not powerful enough, but simply because they don't have enough love.
今天在印度有很多激进的印度教和回教分子。
There are many extremists in Hinduism and Muslim.
他们不只是彼此厮杀，而且还都积极的破坏基督徒。
They not only kill each other, but they also persecute the Christians.
但是所有的印度人在 Mother Teresa 都已经过世十多年的今天，依然无限的怀念他，尊敬他。
But even though Mother Teresa has already passed away for 10 or more years, a lot of people in India still really miss her and the work that she has done.
因为她做了印度人自己都不愿意做的事。
Because she has done a lot of work that the Indians are not willing to do themselves.
她把倒在路旁的人一个一个带回去照顾。
She took home to care for a lot of the people who are simply just sitting on the roadside.
有些人伤口都已经溃烂，爬满了蛆，都已经只剩下最后一口气了。Mother Teresa 依然亲手为他们清洗伤口。
Even though the wound has gone really bad in a lot of cases, and in many cases you even see worms kind of, going around the wound area, Mother Teresa still took them home and cleansed off the wound for these people.
当时很多人嘲笑着说，这人都已经死了，你何必白花力气？这不是很傻吗？
A lot of people simply cannot understand and they even laughed at what Mother Teresa did. I mean, the people are almost all dying anyway. Why are you wasting your energy?
但 Mother Teresa 说，就算他们会死，我也要让他们死得有尊严。
But Mother Teresa doesn't mind. She said that even though they're dying, she wants them to die in a way that it's going to be deserves respect.
Mother Teresa 是一个个人很小的一个软弱女子。
Mother Teresa is short and a little bit tiny.
但是因为有爱，她成为了许许多多人的。
But because of love, she has become the refuge of a lot of people.
其实避难所并不是她自己，而是她把人带到神的面前，让人在神的同在当中可以经历到神的爱。
In fact, the real refuge is not Mother Teresa herself, but it's the fact that she is capable of bringing people in front of God, so that God can become the source of love and also these people's refuge.
神是可靠的避难所的第三个原因出现在十二节的后半句，就是神的公义。
The third reason why God is a reliable refuge appears in the latter half of verse number 12, and that's referring to God's justice.
一个人就算有能力，就算有慈爱，如果不是绝对的公义，就依然不是绝对可靠的避难所。
Even if a person has enough strength, has enough love, but if he's not just enough, he cannot be reliable.
大卫自己有亲身的经历。
David has some experience himself.
他曾经在逃避敌人追杀的时候去投靠别人。
He went to some people for protection when he was being pursued by his enemy.
有些人有怜悯，愿意收留他，也有足够的军事力量来保护他。
Some people were loving and strong enough to provide the help that they needed.
但是这些人收留他一段时间之后，竟然会出于新的政治考量，就决定出卖他。
But after a little while, based on some new political reasons, they might reconsider their initial decisions and decide to betray him.
所以像这种不是绝对公义的人，就不会是永远可靠的避难所。
So people who are not just enough simply cannot be reliable refuge.
所以要一个可靠的避难所，能力、慈爱、公义这三方面都是很重要。
So to have a reliable refuge, power or strength, love and also just, these are all very important.
那么谁是全然公义、满有慈爱又有超乎一切大能的呢？
So who is completely just, full of love and all powerful?
诗人认为答案非常的清楚，就是神，而且唯有神才是可靠的避难所。
The psalmist thinks the answer to this question is really obvious, and the person is God. And only God can be a reliable refuge.
这个诗篇二六十二篇有一个特色。
There's another special characteristic about John 62.
单从中文翻译或者单从英文的 NIV 都不容易看得清楚。
Either by just looking at the Chinese translation or just by looking at the NIV translation, it's not going to be clear.
那就是在原文里面有一个很特别的字，一共出现了六次。
And that's in the Hebrew language. There's a word that actually appeared more than six times.
那个字多半的情形都会被翻成单单、唯一。
And that word usually gets translated into English as only or alone.
那这个字出现在第一、第二、第四、第五、第六、第九节，共六次。
This word appeared in verse 1, verse 2, 4, 5, 6, and 9, total of 6 times.
而且在原文里面都是被放在那一节的第一个字。
And in Hebrew, this word appeared at the beginning of each of the 6 verses.
很明显这个字在这篇诗里面是有非常重要的特别意义。
Clearly, this word has some really special meaning.
那要详细解释会花很多的时间，所以我只能挑其中几次的用法跟大家解释一下。
Because it would take a long time to explain it completely, so we're just going to focus on a couple of these verses and explain its usage there.
在第一节和第五节，诗人都说：“我的心默默无声，专等候神。”
In verse 1 and 5, he said something really similar, and that's.The fact that he's going to wait very patiently for God.
Alone.
好，
那这边的这个专等候神的专就是这个字。
The word alone in Hebrew is the special word that we
have. 那这一部分我们等一下会再谈。
We're going to talk about this a bit later.
然后在第二节和第六节，他说唯独神是我的磐石，我的拯救。
And then verses 2 and verses 6, the psalmist said that he alone is my rock and my salvation.
那这边这个唯独也是希伯来里面那个特别的字。
Here again, the Hebrew word for it, the word alone, is again the special word that we've been talking about.
最难看出来，但是也很有意思的是在第九节。
A little bit harder to tell, but with a very special meaning, it's the words appearance in verse 9.
那九节和第十节在讲什么呢
？So what exactly are verses 9 and 10 talking about?
请大家一边看第九节的经文，然后一边听我用最浅显、最口语的话来翻译这一节。
Hope that everyone can take a look at verses 9 and 10 and just listen to me use the most simplest words to translate these two verses.
好，有一些人因为出身地位不高。他们的生命就会像那一下子就消失的空气一样。
Low-born men are but a breath, the high-born are but a lie.
Just a low-born man.
Low-born men are but a breath only.
Okay. Try to follow my translation. It's more literal. Okay. 那出身地位高的人虽然会因此自以为得意，到头来仍然会发现那是虚假不实的。
So the high-born men might start off thinking that they're lucky and that they're not low-born, but eventually they will find that their life lacks real meaning.
那把他们这两类人都放在天平上，仍然是毫无分量。
So if you put these two types of people on a balance, really, they're not any different in the end.
因为他们加在一起也只不过是空气。
Because frankly, all they add up to in the end is just...Air.
Yeah. 那在这边我所翻的只不过就是希伯来里面那个字。
So the word
just
and only that I just mentioned again in the original Hebrew language is again the special word that we were talking about.
好，所以诗人要讲的是什么
？So what exactly is the psalmist trying to express?
在这个世界上，我们绝大多数人都把身份、地位、成就、财富看得太重要了。
In reality, a lot of us put our focus on our stature, our success, our riches.
我们极力的追求，是因为我们以为那些东西能够成为幸福生活的保障。
We go after these things so earnestly because we think that these things provide us with a sense of security.
我们以为有了那些东西，遭难的时候，他们就可以成为我们的避难所。
We think that these things can be something we rely on in case of disaster.
但是诗人说这样的想法是愚昧的。
But the psalmists are reminding us that thinking in such a way is foolish.
信靠这些东西，一定迟早有一天会失望的。
If you trust in these things, one day in the future, you'll be disappointed.
因为他们是靠不住的。
These are not reliable.
是会失去的。
You will lose them.
他们真正的价值也不过是跟空气一样。
Their real value in the end comes down to just value of air.
所以唯独神是真正可靠的。
So only sun is...Only God is truly reliable.
唯独神是磐石，是高台。
Only God is the rock, the fortress.
唯独神是能够保护我们的避难所。
And only God is capable of being our refuge.
因为他既有能力，又有慈爱，又全然公义。
Because again, He's powerful with strength, has love, and also completely just.
好，我们知道神是可靠的之后，我们如何？以他为我们的避难所呢
So now that we know God is reliable, how do we use God as our refuge?
在诗篇六十二篇里面，我们可以看到三个小的重点。
There are three points that we can discuss by looking at Psalm 62.
头两个重点是在第一节和第五节都两次提到的默默无声，还有专等候神。
The first two points we can understand by looking at verse 1 and 5.Word twice.
Wait silently.
The words wait silently were used.
Yeah, and wait for God alone. Yeah.
Wait for God alone.
然后还有一个是第八节提到的时时 at all times.
And another occasion is in verse 8 at all times.
我认为这三小点都跟专一有关。
These three points are all related to being...Focused.
专等候神讲的是对象上的专一。
Waiting patiently for God, what it's trying to say is we are focused on God alone.
专等候神就是专心一意的等候神，而不是脚踏几条船，三心二意的骑墙观望。
Waiting patiently for God means that you're completely focused on God and not trying to various ways and you know, thinking about this and thinking about that.
有的没有信主的人一遇到急事的时候就来个多管齐下。
Some people who adopted their faith in Christ when they encounter some difficulties, they decide to go search for many different methods.
又来教会请基督徒帮忙向神祷告。
They come to church and ask Christians to pray for them.
又去庙里烧香拜佛。
And they go to temple and bow their knees down to idols.
又去找算命的卜个卦。
And they may go for some horoscope and other types of...
又去找风水师来家里改改风水。
And there's also something...on feng shui, which is something quite popular among the Asians.
Yeah. 这样的事情在我们自己没有信主的时候，我们可能也有同样的软弱。
Before we put our faith in Christ, we possibly also did something similar.
那可能我们的观念受周围环境的影响，没有觉得这样做有什么不对。
Possibly because of what people think around us, we probably think there's no...Not a big deal.
那么我们信了主之后呢
？So after we put our faith in Christ,
我们还是有些人遇到困难的时候，一方面迫切的向神呼求，但是另一方面又同时用一些我明明知道是神所不喜悦的方法。
Unfortunately, there are still people who would, on the one hand, they would ask God to help them when they face some difficulties, but on the other hand, they would also use some methods which are probably not pleasing to God to attempt to solve their problems.
我们刚刚讲过，神是全然公义的。
We just mentioned that God is completely just.
我们不用担心神会因为现实的利益突然出卖你。
You don't have to ever worry that God will be as of conflict of interest or anything would decide that he would be unjust and forsake you.
但是我们有没有想过我们自己对神有那个公义的态度？
But have you ever thought about are you just also in your attitude towards God?
会不会我们在患难的时候哦呀对神好虔诚的祈求，但是心中还另外打几个算盘？
Perhaps when we encounter difficulties, on the one hand, we're asking God to help us. On the other hand, we're also thinking about a lot of other things.
我们要知道，如果我们不专一的以神为避难所，三心二意的在好几个选择当中跑来跑去，那我们就一点没有让神发挥避难所的功用。
We have to know that when we're not focused on God alone.And when we're trying on our own to search for a variety of methods to help us out, then we are really not using God as our refuge.
我们在那个中间跑来跑去的时候，其实是一次又一次把自己重新放在危险的处境当中。
Going around on our own like that is simply going to put us back into the original disastrous situation.
好，第八节讲的实时，讲的是时间上的专一。
In verse 8, the word at all times means that over time we should be completely focused on God.
要以神为避难所，就当从头到尾都时时倚靠他。
So keeping our eyes focused on God means that from the beginning to the end we should be focused on God.
很多人寻求神的心是高高低低变来变去的。
A lot of people in their search for God, their emotions go up and down and it changes over time.
很多人早上起来是很有心，到了中午忘了一大半，到了晚上全忘了。
Some people wake up in the morning feeling that they are extremely close to God, and then half around noontime they have forgotten about half that, and at nighttime they have completely forgotten about that.
还有的人情况紧急的时候对神很有心，甚至差不多就要立志了。
Some people, when they encounter extreme difficulties, they have a strong heart to seek for God's will, but and they really want to just turn their heart completely towards God at that time.
但是一看情形好转一点，就把神踢出去了。
But once the situation changes a little bit and we feel a little bit better, we decide to walk away from God a little bit.
如果我们要在患难的时候能够经历到神是我们的避难所，我们需要在平时就透过时时的信靠。来与神建立更亲密更稳定的关系。
If we really hope to use God as a refuge in times of difficulties, the best way to do that is to actually practice to improve our relationship with God so that it becomes more intimate while we are at all times.
好，默默无声，我认为这讲的是信靠程度上的专一。
Waiting in silence. How we can interpret that is that it's the level at which you're focused on God.
NIV 这里英文用 rest 来翻。
The NIV translation uses the word rest to translate the original.
虽然意思上没有错，但是安息这个概念比较笼统。
Of course, the meaning is not wrong, but then the connotation that the word rest gives people is a little bit more general.
我们看到很多的英文翻译，包括更广用于学术界的 NRSV， 都跟和合本中文圣经一样，把默默无声的意思翻出来。
A lot of other English translations, including NRSV and also Chinese translation, they accurately translates out the meaning of the original language, which is to wait silently.
那默默无声这个词更具体的表达出所谓的安息需要达到什么境界？
The word to wait completely silently expresses in more depth what it means to truly rest and the level to which you can put your faith in.
在圣经中有好多具体的实例，是一些人在遭遇极大患难的时候，因为对神有全然的信靠，就默默无声。
There are many examples like that in the Bible when people are facing extreme difficulties. These that put their faith in God, they wait silently.
比如说神差派摩西带以色列人出埃及之后不久法老王又派追兵去追。
For example, when God sent Moses to take the Israelites away from Egypt, after the Pharaoh has released the Israelites for not too long,
在以色列人非常害怕的时候，摩西对他们说：“你们只管静默，不要作声。”
So after the Pharaoh released them, he decided to send some troops after them very soon. And when the Israelites were facing this extreme difficulty, Moses told them, "You don't have to fear, and you just have to wait silently for God."
诗篇三十九篇是大卫在遭受敌人攻击的时候写的另外一篇诗。
In Psalm 39, when David was under the attack and the pursuit of his enemies, he wrote another psalm.
他在祷告当中对主说：“因我所遭遇的事出于你，我就默然不语。”
He wrote in this prayer that because because he knows that what he's encountering is also from God, he isn't silent.
He said, "I was silent. I will not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this." 诗篇三十七篇也劝勉我们。
In Psalm 37, and also encourages us.
你当默然倚靠耶和华，耐心等候他。
What's that in verse?
Verse 7.
In Psalm 37, verse 7.It says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him."
在旧约的但以理，他遭人嫉妒。
Daniel in the Old Testament also was envied by other people.
那些坏人设计让国王下令不让任何人向任何神祷告。
The bad guys were trying to convince the king not to put down a command to not let anyone pray to God.
但以理明明知道会因此遭难，却依然一日三次双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
Daniel, knowing that he might get into trouble for praying, still consistently prayed three times a day with both knees bowed down in front of God with a thankful heart, just like the usual time.
甚至他真的被丢到狮子坑里面的时候，他仍然无怨无悔的默默无声。
Even when he was put in the lion's den, he was still very patiently just waiting in silence for God.
虽然在你的结果是神保守他的性命，这样的结果是我们所要的。
Of course, in the end, Daniel was saved from the lion's den, and that's kind of like a result that we would all want.
但是默默无声更深一层的意义是全然顺服。
But waiting for God in complete silence, another meaning of that is to completely rely on God.
在教会历史当中，许多的基督徒为信仰的缘故，被狮子咬、被火烧、被砍头，或死在监狱里，却愿意默默无声顺服神的安排。
In the history of the church, a lot of Christians, because of the faith that they put in Christ, get bitten to death by lions, are burned to death, or have been beheaded, or get thrown into prisons. But they still choose to silently wait for God's arrangements.
其实我们所信靠的主耶稣，岂不是就像旧约以赛亚书所预言的，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被宰到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样的不开口。Isaiah 53
So in Isaiah 53 verse 7 it says he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lion to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
所以我们当记得如何能够经历到神是我们的避难所呢？
So we have to remember, how do we experience God as our refuge?
有三个重点，要专等候神，要时时倚靠他，还有默默无声。
So there are three points we should remember. We should be focused on the Lord, at all times rely on Him, and also wait for Him in silence.
当然这并不是一件容易的事情。
Of course, this is not something easy to do.
有的时候会是信心很大的考验。
It's a huge test of our faith many times.
27年前，当我还是穆道友的时候，有一对基督徒夫妇的见证对我有很大的影响。
27 years ago, when I was still a seeker, a Christian couple, their testimony left a huge impression on me.
那时候他们夫妇的年纪已经不小了。
They were already not young at that time.
还没有孩子，太太怀孕了，将会是高龄产妇。
They had no kids back then, but the wife was pregnant, and she's going to be, mother of high age.
那当时同学会的会长和那对基督徒夫妇都住在学校的家庭宿舍同一区，只差几间。
So the president of the student council and also the Christian couple were living in the same neighborhood around school.
那同学会的会长太太人很好，不过很迷信。
The wife of the student council president is very nice, but she's also very superstitious.
她知道那对基督徒夫妇的住的那一间公寓，前两任房客要么是流产，要么是孩子生下才出生就死了。
So she realized that the house at which the Christian couple is living, the previous two tenants, either it's the case that there was a miscarriage or either the child died right after birth.
那她也知道这位基督徒太太在搬进这个公寓之前曾经几次怀孕都流产。
She also knows that the Christian wife, when before she moved into this house, she has had a couple of miscarriages herself.
那那一年刚巧西藏密宗的凌云大师被邀请到那个学校演讲。
Okay, so that year a Buddhist Tibetan Buddhist monk named 凌云 came to our school to give a talk.
那同学会长邀请凌云大师到家里吃饭。
So the president of the student council invited Lin Yun.
那会长夫人就请凌云大师从外头看一看基督徒那家公寓的风水有什么问题。
And then Lin Yun was invited to just go around the house that the Christian couple was residing in to see what might be wrong in terms of feng shui with that house.
那凌云一看，马上就看出一些问题，而且具体列出解决之道。
After Lin Yun looked at it, he immediately knows what's wrong and he suggested some ways to resolve.
所以这个会长夫人就马上积极地劝那个基督徒夫妇要照这个建议去改风水。
So the wife of the student council president encouraged the Christian couple to follow the advice of Lin Yun.
Yeah, 没想到这对基督徒夫妇很友善，却很坚定地拒绝了。
The Christian couple is really nice about it, but they rejected the offer.
那那时候我是同学会的主要干部，又跟这对基督徒夫妇很熟，所以会长夫人就请我去帮忙游说。
I was also an executive member of the student council, and because I was pretty close with the Christian couple, and so the wife of the student council president told me to help advise the Christian couple.
那时候我对圣经的教导不太有概念，我就想，你这个听听这个建议不吃亏嘛，只有好处嘛。
So at that time I was not too familiar with the teachings of the Bible, and I thought, what could possibly go wrong just by following the advice?
那那个太太很耐心，但是很坚定地告诉我，身为基督徒，他们不做像风水这些神所憎恶的事。
But the Christian wife very patiently told me that because she's a Christian, she's not going to do something like feng shui, which she knows that God does not.
当时我不太能够认同他们的看法。
I did not really agree with them.
但是他们那个敬畏神、专一信靠神的态度，让我感到很稀奇。
But the reverence and the fear they had for God, and the attitude and how focused they were on the power of God, made me really curious.
我很稀奇，有多少流产过多次又高龄怀孕的女人，会拿自己和自己肚子里的孩子当赌注。
Given the fact that she has already had a couple of miscarriages, and where does she get the faith? Isn't this kind of like gambling the child and her? In her?
在接下来的几个月里面，我们看到那对夫妇除了让查经班的基督徒在平常的祷告为此祷告之外，他们就是这样子平平静静的继续信靠主。
So in the next few months, we see that the Christian couple continue to just let the people in the Bible study pray for them. And aside from that, they were just patiently and very peacefully relying on God.
在孩子还没出生之前，我和我太太都信主受洗。
Before the child was born, me and my wife, we were both baptized.
结果那对夫妇生下一个健康强壮的儿子，让我们很兴奋。
In the end, the Christian couple, it was born to them a really healthy and strong child, and that made us all very excited.
更厉害的是，后来几年高龄产妇又生一个又一个，总共三个孩子。
The mysterious thing is, after a few years, this high age. Right, she had more pregnancy than she, born to her were two more very healthy children.
这对夫妇今年现在还在教会热心侍奉，对很多人有很正面的影响。
They're still serving in church with a fervent heart, and they have led a lot of people in Christ, and it has had a very strong impact on many people around.
在这件事里面还有两句话，我需要大家特别注意。
There are two more verses of Psalm 62 that I want you to pay special attention to.
一个是在第八节里面的，在他面前倾心吐意。
The first one is in Psalm 62, verse 8, which is, trust and stand at all times, O people.
Pour
out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge.
好，另外一个是在第二节和第六节两次提到的，必不动摇。
The other one is in verse 2 and verse 6, which says, I will never be shaken.
好，我们先来谈倾心吐意。
We will first talk about, I'll pour out my heart to him, your heart to him.
有神住避难所一个宝贵之处，就是能够向神祷告，而且是倾心吐意的祷告。
One of the biggest privileges we have as Christians is the fact that we can just pray to God all the time.
就好像一个四五岁的孩子在外面受了委屈，眼泪汪汪的回到家里。
Just like a 4 or 5 year old kid who has gone through something that made him or her unhappy and is crying and going back to home.
你可以马上投身在爸爸妈妈的怀抱里面。
He or she could immediately get a hug from his or her parents.
不管讲不讲得清楚，不管讲的话有没有道理，爸爸妈妈都会抱着你。
It doesn't matter at all if the kid is making sense in terms of what he's saying or if he's any reasoning, but the parents are just going to hug the child with a loving heart.
爸妈会让你尽情的哭诉心中一切的委屈，然后他会用最合宜的方式来安慰你，来开导你。
The parents would just let the child go on and talk about all he or she has to talk about, and they would use the most appropriate way to comfort her.
很多人都知道我的大女儿 Lydia 今年暑假去非洲的卢旺达两个月。
A lot of people know that my older daughter Lydia went to Rwanda this summer for 2 months.
她不是跟着一个队伍去的，而是自己一个人申请到三笔研究基金之后，单枪匹马飞去卢旺达。
But probably did not realize actually she did not go with a team of people. But she herself applied for some funding from a few organizations and just went by herself to Rwanda.
去之前她自己当然很紧张，我们做父母的当然也会为她的安全担心。
Of course, at that time, she was really nervous, and we as parents were also quite worried about her safety.
但是我们看到神的引导，所以我们让她去。
But we saw God's guidance, so we decided to let her go.
不过他跟我们都没有想到，他才刚要从芝加哥出发，就遭到一系列的挫折。
This is completely unexpected. As soon as she left, started leaving from Chicago, there was a series of problems.
先是因为安全检查的严重耽误，他眼睁睁看着带着他的行李的飞机起飞了，他人没上去。
First of all, it's because of a really lengthy security check that delayed her in getting on the flight, and the flight that she was supposed to get on carried her luggage and just flew off.
她打电话给我的时候已经气急败坏了。
She was really angry and nervous when she called us.
她问我为什么这些坏事情会发生。
She asked me, how could something like this happen?
那时候我没有回答，只教她如何跟航空公司交涉，然后劝她一定要静下心来祷告。
I did not answer. I just taught her how to quiet her heart and how to talk to the airliner and also how to pray to God.
好不容易她搭上另外一班飞机，应该还可以赶到 DC 去搭那个国际航班。
Very luckily, she got on another flight, and that flight should get her into Washington, D.C. for her connection flight, which is international.
没想到在芝加哥上了那个飞机之后，飞机有机械故障，在跑道上困了好几个小时。
Sarah unexpectedly, after she boarded that plane, the plane had some technical problems and they were just stuck in the plane for a while.
到了 DC, 国际航班又飞了，她的寄的行李也不知道去哪里了。
When she got to DC, the international flight that she was going to get a connection on has taken off and the luggage that she had with her was simply nowhere to be found.
她打电话给我，我再教她如何处理。
She called me again and then I taught her how to deal with this.Thankfully, the airliner arranged for her a place to stay that night.
在旅馆我们再次通电话的时候，我们就再次谈到为什么这些坏事情会发生。
When she got to the hotel, we patiently talked about what happened again.
我说你这个问题，我想了好几个小时。
I told her I thought about this matter for a few hours.
我认为神并不是在拦住你去卢旺达。
I don't think it's the case that God is trying to stop you from going to Rwanda.
而是借着这件事情预备你的心。
But instead, God is trying to prepare your heart.
叫你学习依靠神，不依靠自己。
Trying to teach you how to rely on God and not rely on yourself.
因为到了非洲的卢旺达，你如果不懂得依靠神，你怎么能够面对那么多的挑战？
Because if you get to Rwanda, if you choose not to rely on God,How are you going to face all these challenges?
我说你遇到这些事情，你还在美国耶，你的心情就被搞得这么乱。
I told her, think about it. You're actually still in the United States, and you're already so confused and so helpless in how you deal with these matters.
感谢神，那一天他真的感觉到神是要把他引到神面前祷告。
Very thankfully, she really felt in the end that God was trying to lead her to pray before him.
后来她告诉我们，那是她有生以来对神倾心吐意、时间最长也最深刻的一次祷告经历。
She told us later on that this is one of the longest time during the time here was the most lengthy in which during which she really poured out her heart.And
praise God. 所以弟兄姐妹和朋友们，我们将来遇到多大的困难，不论是风浪多大，记得我们可以来到神面前倾心吐意。
So brothers, sisters, and friends, no matter what we're facing, remember, no matter how difficult it is, we can always pour out our heart towards God.
倾心吐意跟默默无声其实是可以摆在一起的。
The fact that we can pour out our hearts and also wait in silence, these two things can be put together.
默默无声是不向人发声抱怨争辩抗议。
Waiting in silence means that you're not going to just rant to people, be angry, and go against whatever you're not happy about.
而倾心吐意是把心中一切的话都向神说，让神为你做主。
And then pouring out your heart, on the other hand, means that you can just completely open your heart and tell God everything that's on your heart.
现在我们再来看必不动摇。
Now we talk about don't be shaken.
大家也许注意到第二节讲的是必不喊动摇，第六节讲的是必不动摇。
We will see that in verse 2 is I will never be shaken. And in verse 6,It is. I will not be shaken.
那必不喊动摇是什么意思？好，那一般人是 never be shaken， 给人感觉是永远都一点不会被动摇。
So what does it mean to not be shaken? NIV translated this as never be shaken, giving people the impression that you can simply not shake at all.
但是多数的圣经学者会比较认同中文和合本的翻译，因为这里的意思是说，就算一时之间被冲击摇动了。却不至于被摇动严重到倒塌的地步。
A lot of people agree more with the translation of the Chinese Bible. And what here, what they're saying is you could be shaken a little bit, as long as the extent to which you're shaken is not going to lead you to fall.
从这来看，诗人，好，从早先的必不很动摇，到第六节改用为必不动摇，是刻意的表达一个信心的增长。
So going from not being shaken to never being shaken, or
not be greatly shaken to not be shaken.
Not be greatly shaken to not be shaken. There's some progress made in terms of faith.
会变成更加的坚固不摇动。
You become more stable, and you're gonna become less shaky.
所以弟兄姐妹和朋友们，这样的一个经历是我们每个人都可以在人生当中亲身经历的。
Okay, brothers and sisters and friends, this is something that we can all experience ourselves.
神是这个世界当中唯一一个永远稳固可靠的避难所。
God is our only reliable refuge in this world.
但是有的人不认识他，就从来不曾经历他的可靠。
There are people who don't know him and have never experienced his reliable.
有的人对他认识有限，这方面的经历也有限。
The knowledge of some of us, of some people towards him is very limited, and therefore the experience they have in this sense is also limited.
但是只要我们很坚定地信靠他。
But as long as we are very, fervently relying on him,
我们信心可以一点一点增长。
Our faith is definitely going to grow.
我们就有可能遇到再大的狂风巨浪，都从必不很动摇进步到必不动摇。
No matter how great the difficulties we're facing, we definitely go from not being greatly shaken to not being shaken.
我们一同来唱一首诗歌。
We're going to sing a hymn.
Okay. 我们先一起唱个一两遍哈。那这首歌的结束是在前面的那一段。
We're going to sing the hymn a couple of times, and the ending of the song is actually halfway through the song. So we're going to sing it once through the song again. The first time we'll sing together. Oh.
Yeah, well, that's the first time we'll sing
together. The first time we sing together, and then the second time around, we'll get half.
Yeah.
This half to sing.
所以第二次呢，在唱到前面一半的时候呢，他们这边会继续唱黄的部分。我会在这边地方呢，就从头开始，然后就一直唱，一直唱啊。
All right. So when we get through the song once, and then this half of the congregation, we're going to keep singing, going on to the yellow. But halfway through the song, this side of the congregation is going to follow Pastor Tony and repeat the
initiation,
and then we'll keep going.
Thank you.
Let us experience that God is really our source of strength. Let us experience how to go from being weak to being strong. Listen to our prayers. In Jesus Christ, we pray.